Anyway, let's stay with Bodhidharma. He went to Shaolin Monastery, where it said he spent 9 years wall gazing. 9 years sitting, rooted in meditation, gazing at a wall. The legend has it that he dozed off at one point, or started to doze off, so he cut off the lids of his eyes, which fell to the ground and turned into tea plants. That's the Buddhist drink, tea. Where there's tea, there's meditation. Where there's tea, there's Buddhist hermits. I was reading that in a book on Buddhist hermits recently, you know, where you have mountains, where you have trees on mountains, where you have tea bushes on mountains, there must be Buddhist hermits meditating, because it all comes from Bodhidharma. So when you have your tea, think of Bodhidharma. He also, it said, taught the monks Kung Fu. You remember Kung Fu, the television series. He brought these martial arts from South India because he found the monks at Shaolin Monastery rather sort of stuffy, you know, rice bags. You know, they weren't really, you know, alive enough. So he taught them the martial arts. But that's not our main concern, tea or Kung Fu. Let's look at wall gazing. Wall gazing wasn't simply meant gazing at a wall, although Zen monks do that. The wall in East Asian thought and culture is a symbol for rootedness, stability, of being firmly established. The wall is a symbol of no compromise, of utter commitment. The wall is a symbol for wisdom. A wall sees two ways. It sees this side, it sees that side. So it becomes a symbol, the wall, of being rooted in non-duality. Being rooted in non-duality. In reality, things are not separate. There's no self and other. So it's not a matter of Bodhidharma wall gazing. It's more a matter of the wall gazing. The wall sees, the wall observes. Bodhidharma is the wall, seated, rooted in wisdom, seeing always. And his teaching of wall gazing is really about how you enter the non-dual state. He says you do this in two ways, directly through being sparked off by the teaching, by the teacher. He introduces you to this non-dual mind directly, or through practice. Through the practice of basic Buddhism. We had a look at this in the talks last week. These two aspects are actually aspects of one practice. One practice. There's one wall with two sides. You need in your spiritual practice both the principle, the spirit, the living vitality of Buddhism, which is some sort of intuition of the way things are. But you also need to practice that, to live that out in forms and precepts and methods. You need to keep principle and practice, spirit and letter, spirit and form completely unified in your practice. What probably happened is that Bodhidharma taught the Dharma and his approach was called wall gazing because of this dual approach.